You're listening to the voice of Lee Steinberg this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We want you to connect with us online at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. And that was one of the questions at the top of my list that I wanted to visit with you this evening is, I'm sure you've had a chance to go back and review the game tape. I know you were on air during the preseason game with the Browns and the Redskins. What were your takeaways specifically from that game? And my other question I've got to ask you to follow up with is, what is your prescription on how to cure Manziel so that he does conduct himself differently on and off the field?
If I had him as a client, and let's remember now that at one point I had 23 quarterbacks in our sports practice, and I've had at some points half the starting quarterbacks in the NFL. So I've gone through this same developmental curve all the way back to Steve Bartkowski and Troy Aikman and Steve Young and Warren Moon and Drew Bledsoe and Ben Roethlisberger. So we've done this over and over and over again. I would sit him down and say, look, do you want to be a Hall of Fame quarterback? Is that important to you? Is that a goal of yours? Because if you do, I will tell you that this first year is all about football. You need to get yourself accepted by your teammates. You need to show your owner, your coach, your general manager, and your teammates that football is number one for you. And you need to be humble, humility around them. Get yourself accepted. Don't do a lot of endorsements. Don't stick out that way. Focus on football. The hardest transition is from the college game to a much faster game, faster paced. The corners and safeties don't move the same way. The defenses are confusing. You've got a much bigger playbook to assimilate. And if you run and tuck the ball and run on every play the way you did in college, you will inevitably get injured. So that's what this year is about. So no one expects you to be a monk, but we're not expecting you to, you know, be celibate. But here's the point. You're now in a environment, because of social media, where the ubiquitous nature of the cell phone destroys public and private distinctions. You know, Matt Leinart is sitting in a hot tub in the off season in his home. And one of the people in the hot tub takes a picture of him. It goes up on the internet, and it makes his coach think that he's somehow dissolute and not focused on football.
Right.
Well, he's in his own home. So that would be what I would say to Johnny Manziel. This is football time. And then next off season, you know, go have some fun and we can develop endorsements the rest of it, but don't let that lead your career.
You know, Lee, you are so spot on. I have to just mention, of course, you've had such unparalleled success and spent your entire career in athletic representation in professional sports. In fact, represented the number one pick in the NFL draft 8 times. Warren Moon, we're talking about, you know, Troy Aikman, Steve Young. You know, when we talk about Johnny Manziel, I mean, how could he continue to maintain this type of lifestyle? You can't be walking your horse 2 different directions. I mean, you have got to have that singular focus. And as you're talking about, I mean, this, you're sitting at the big boys table now. You've got to have, you know, be totally dialed in.
Here's the thing. It's, you've now entered a world where each one of these players is the best at whatever they've done. But look, how reality-based is someone going to be that wins the Heisman Trophy as a freshman? And how reality-based is someone who ESPN built their entire television package around last year? But here's the thing. If you've got the freakish ability that Johnny Manziel does to extend the play, and oh my goodness, he can extend the play where under ordinary circumstances that quarterback sacked, that quarterback throws a pick, that quarterback is run out of bounds. But wait, all of a sudden he completes a pass for 20 yards. And he has a freakish ability to lead a team back from being down two or three touchdowns. So you can never turn the television off because he's always got a chance. These are amazing talents. How does that quarterback get drafted number 22 in the first round? Are you telling me that not one team in the top five says, this is an amazing talent, we have to build our team around him? How could that happen?
Lee Steinberg has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Of course, we want to encourage you to check out his brand new program right here at our Yahoo Sports Radio network that is on Monday nights from 8 to 10 Eastern. Lee, always a pleasure. We look forward to catching up with you again real soon, and we'll be tuning in on Monday night from 8 to 10. You bet. Much more straight ahead. Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big East Sports Show.